So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself. He's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic and get ready
to sweat. I don't ever email him. I just say, hey, look at this.
From the next couch.
I know him. But... and sure. Hey, everybody.
Hey!
We're doing it.
Whoa! Welcome, everyone, to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 103.
Feeling B.
Watching Glee.
How about you and me?
Okay.
I like tea.
Cool. Rhyming.
Rhyming.
Hey, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Nick.
Hey, it's Stick.
Hey, it's Lick.
It's Chris.
Brian Dick.
Slick?
Tick.
And Bick.
Mick.
And Gustavi's dick.
Great. How confusing.
Rhyming.
Oh, shit. Where's that mailbag?
Oh, damn it.
Where's that mailbag?
Hold on. Fucking shit.
Oh, shit.
Shit in my dick.
Shit in my space dick.
What?
Oh, wow, this is like real paper today.
Yeah.
What?
So today's mailbag comes to us from Nick Makula.
Oh, God.
And Nick writes...
No!
Hey, Castelvi, can I have your account? Hey, Castelvi, I can't get your account. So LP and I were wondering... Count what? No, you go into the cage. The cage goes.
I remember that.
Catwoman is really cool, and I would. On July 27th, blood will fall from. Excuse me, Mr. President. Iceland melting.
There's still some more, I see.
Yes, much more.
I love how it's written like Shakespeare with no...
economy think...
Economy
Nunga Dunga Thaya. Then... do you want to do the rest of it?
Hey, Scott Danielson, can I have your never take a bath with a mat? Dame Judy Dench's eggs was improv. Come on, dragon. You boggle my mind. No, Al Capone, I can't stop the biggest. Go. Ahead, robot invasion since 1904. Mr. Capone, don't you see we're not Capone? Your lawyer set me up. Why?
Oh, no, you missed the last line.
What?
What's up with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Mark, did you say who that letter was from?
Yeah, it was from Nick Makula.
Wow.
As
far as I can tell, it seemed like it was a combination of all the seven words of wisdom that Nick does. Is that
not
right?
All of them, because it was
some
be,
of them.
Only up through podcast 50-something, I believe.
There's quite a few
that Scott compiled.
Wow.
It's complete madness.
So I guess we're using Makula as our springboard today.
That's convenient, because this upcoming show is the Nick Makula show, isn't that right, LP?
Yep.
Well, Nick Makula's
birthday show.
That's very convenient.
Thanks to everyone that came to our Twilight versus Harry Potter show.
That was sick.
It was crazy!
Lauren was so wet the entire time that we were doing that. It was very nice.
They had to clean the booth.
They had to.
And everybody won. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Nobody
they all
left.
Ended as friends,
yeah.
Like Comedy Sports. That's where I'm
Sunday's
at
7.
So I guess, yeah.
Mark, have you known Nick the longest?
I think so. Because we did actually go to the same elementary school.
What about
we're
the
not
guy?
Friends.
Nothing really.
My first encounter with Nick, which I think I may have told before, was when I was on cross country my sophomore year of high school, and I liked a girl that went to homecoming with Nick. And so I was like, what? Some theater guy? That's what I thought of Nick the time.
My first encounter with Mark Brzezinski was when we were filming a movie for CNGM Pictures, which back then was called Hurricane Entertainment.
Hurricane Entertainment?
Yeah, dude, awesome. And we were filming a perfect crime. And we filmed the scene one time where I was like an FBI agent that got my head like bashed in by a twig.
We need to get that scene.
We do. But then they taped over it, I guess. Or for whatever reason, they filmed it again and I was replaced by Mark.
Yep.
And I was like,
seamlessly.
They call that upgrading.
And then you just got bashed in the head with a twig.
Yeah, the scene is great. It's like me wearing, and I assume the scene with Nick was probably basically the same. It's just me wearing like a baggy t-shirt and jean shorts, or like cargo shorts and sandals. But I'm holding a toy gun because I'm an FBI agent.
No, you're holding a Pirates of the Caribbean revolver in Disney World. That's what you're holding.
That's right. Yeah. And like we're trying to find the villain, and we like come down the stairs, me and another guy who was also an FBI agent, dressed basically similarly, because we were like playing outside over the summer, and they're like, hey, we're doing a movie. And then we like come down, and then Mike Nowens, who's the villain, jumps over the couch with two guns and shoots my partner, and then I have to like watch him die. Or no, he gets hurt really bad, but I have to leave him like bleeding in this dude's basement so I can chase the killer. And I run out into the forest and like run up on the mulch pile, and he jumps out from a tree, and they had bought these breakable balsa wood boards, and they like hit it over my head, and they did three or four takes of this. So I thought this was just like, oh, we didn't get it right, we're doing another take. So I just fell however I fell each time. Except that they compiled it as if it was all the same incident, except the body just flies in different directions from each angle. It looks terrible.
How old are you guys?
That's a lot of information about Nick.
That's a lot. Yeah.
That's all the stuff Nick did that I've never seen because they taped over his.
So, Nick, who are you? What is Nick?
I thought we got all this in the seven words.
Yeah,
pretty much.
If you were an animal, what would your animal be?
Oh, that's a good question.
I would be a cross-eyed seal that when someone sees me, I scream.
Why is he cross-eyed?
No, I don't...
That was his Patronus last week.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is very accurate.
But I feel like there are a lot of sides to you because you have this whole James Bond thing going.
I'll look up cross-eyed
thing.
Too.
And you're a big like classic movie buff. You know so many classic movies.
Okay, I this is weird. I've never asked. I feel like I'm in a job interview.
I mean, there's really a lot. There's a lot to you. Right? You have many sides. As silly as you are, you also have some very serious sides.
I would say, I think if I could simplify the Nick Makula beast, that is Nick Makula, I would say it's like 80% hyper and 20% don't talk to me. I'm in my room watching a movie or playing a video game. It's probably more 65% hyper running around the apartment.
35 the other.
35 the other, like, I'm just in my room.
Even when you're out, do you have in your room time when you're out?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, I'll just be like, like if I'm at a bar, I'm just like, I don't feel like talking to anyone. I'm just going to smoke a cigarette outside and just drink silently.
Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know why I came out to the bar.
I don't know why I came out to the bar.
Yeah.
Fuck these people.
Came out because I dragged him out.
Yeah, usually, because Selby's the one who usually drags me out, yeah.
Because I don't want to drink alone.
Many of us aren't folks that are loners, but Nick is generally you are a little bit of a loner sometimes.
I like my alone time; it's fun time.
Man likes his privacy. I respect that.
Mm-hmm. What you love the character James Bond? What do you love so much about James Bond?
I would say I think the thing I like the most about that character is the fact that he's put in like high stakes situations where the world could end. And he's doing his job, but the most important thing is that he's being a gentleman about it and usually having fun. Like, he's sleeping around, he's drinking martinis, he's smiling, he's got witty comebacks. He's just, for him, it's just a fun adventure.
He's a playboy.
He's enjoying every, I mean, that's more of the movie thing. The books are very different. But
do you want to be a playboy?
Nick is a playboy.
Nick is a playboy.
Nick is a playboy. He certainly is, yeah.
Yeah, Nick's a playboy. Do you think you're a playboy, Nick?
James
Bond is in the chat room.
Yeah, there is a James Bond in the chat room. He said a word.
Nice. What? Mm-hmm.
You should talk to him then.
I'm just going to put all these seal pictures.
Oh, that's you. He's putting a bunch of seal pictures on in the chat room.
It's not a cross-eyed seal. That's just a screaming seal.
I couldn't find a cross-eyed seal. Give me a break. Did you find one? Did you bing one?
No, I Googled them and I still couldn't find any.
Have you had any saving the world situations then that we aren't aware of?
Well.
Yeah, what's like the most noble or heroic thing you've done?
Yeah.
I helped an old lady across the street one time, like 2 years ago.
Did you do it on your own behalf, or did she ask you, or what?
Yeah, how does one set up that arrangement?
She had for an anvil falling.
I had a woman ask me one time.
She asked me, and
What was she like, can you help me cross the street?
Yeah, well, like, I looked at her, and, like, kind of gave her a double take, but I don't want to be rude. It's kind of the thing, like, if you're on the train, you see, like, an old person get out of the train, you're like, you look twice, and you're like, do I get up or not? Or sometimes you get yelled at if you offer your seat.
Old enough?
Yes.
Do you want to sit down? They're like, no, I'm fine, because they consider that an insult that you think they're old. And then she's like, hey, man,
fuck them. You're being nice,
dude. Anybody that gets up for me, I'm thank you.
I take it without thinking. Like, yes, fucking mine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
So yeah,
I need to sit down. I'm gonna sit down.
So she was like, can you help me across the street? I was like, sure. So I helped her across the street. Ashed out my cigarette because I thought that'd be kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. You blown smoke in her face?
Yeah.
My old face.
Like, you know, lady, you glad you asked?
So that's your most...
I consider myself a nice
can't
guy.
All like, be Keith.
I was on... I did like NHS stuff in high school. Did like a lot of volunteer stuff in high school. Yeah.
And you went to etiquette school, correct?
My parents made me go to etiquette school.
Can you tell us about etiquette school? I've never heard
horrible.
What it was about.
It'd be every Saturday, like at 8 o'clock in the morning, which disrupted my cartoon time. X-Men, could not watch it. Had to go there, had to wear like a suit. And they would just yell at you. Like you taught how to like take the chair out for like a lady. You had to sit down with you. You couldn't let your back touch the back of the chair. And
you don't let that happen?
You can't. No, you have to keep your... they taught it like your back had to be like 3 inches away from the actual back of the chair.
Was there a reason you had to go to gentleman school?
Because he's an idiot.
No, I know that, but is that what your parents were like...
I grew up with a lot of kids that
were your parents like, you know what, this kid is a specific idiot.
Because he was taping fire extinguishers to the wall.
That's right.
But that didn't stop after school.
My dad is like a really like kind of like rude eater, if that makes sense. Like he just talks with his mouth open and annoys my mom a lot. So she was like, I'm making my kids go to manor school, so that way they won't do that. I think is what she told me like 2 years ago.
That's what a lot of my friends that I grew up with that were sent to what they called manners class. They called it manners class.
Yeah, and they called it manners detention.
And they always said it felt like detention.
It did, because you were just yelled at for like 4 hours every Saturday. Like
so,
4 hours?
Did any of it stick, or did you like?
Yeah, I mean, I won't eat in front of someone if they're not eating. Like when we're at the apartment, if you guys aren't eating, I will stay at the counter and eat food.
Yeah, it's weird. Just fucking sit by us.
I don't like it.
It's strange.
Wait, that's the thing. You can't eat by yourself.
Yeah, he doesn't eat in front of us.
If people aren't eating, I won't eat in front of them. It's just a weird thing. I don't know. But it's like. They're not eating, and I don't want them to hear like the sounds of me eating, and even though my mouth's closed.
Because you went to etiquette school.
I went to etiquette school.
I don't care. I'm just saying you could if you wanted to.
When I would like hang out in the living room, and you have like a brief time between.
Also, there's no room to eat when the other three guys are sitting there. So
that's not true.
You just not true. You just ate a chicken pita in front of everybody.
Oh, hypocrite! I am. I did just have a chicken
pita. Hypocrite! I am.
I just have chicken pita in front of you. But did you see, Scott, how many times I wiped my mouth and felt bad when I was talking to you?
I did see you open up the pita, give a disgusted look. I asked you what they screwed up your order, and you went and got a plate.
That's right.
That was very polite of you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
But then you shoveled it in your mouth in front of me, which really offended me.
Yeah.
Everyone else not eating had already eaten, and you're like the late one.
He'll just turn his back and then just eat it the other way so we can't see it.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of the most fascinating things about Nick is he's a man of many contradictions. He's a man of many contradictions. He'll have, you know, little things like that, but then he's a man that is incredibly introverted but also incredibly extroverted.
My favorite is when I know when he's going to contradict himself when he says, "No, don't get me wrong, I love blank, but let me tell you about blank. Blank sucks dick, and blah, blah, blah." But he always starts with, "Don't get me wrong, I love blank. I love blank. I've loved blank my whole life, but I hate blank."
Well, there's also something I do that I borrowed from Mark Mazinski, which was you ask something three times, and then if you say, like, I'll ask, like, LP.
That just annoys me, though.
But, like, I'll be like, "Hey, can I have, like, a pretzel? LP, can I have a pretzel?"
Yes.
"Okay, LP, I'm going to have a pretzel. Is that okay?"
It usually goes like this. I have a bag of pretzels, and I say, "Nick, if you want some pretzels, you can have some." And you say, "Are you sure?" I say, "Yes." "Are you sure?" "Yes." "Are you sure? Why the fuck would I offer you pretzels if I wasn't goddamn sure?"
And my
sure?
immediate response is, you said okay three times, I'm allowed to have one.
I know, but I offered you them.
I know, but it's just double checking.
No, you want triple checking.
Yeah, that's even better than double checking. Three checks.
One more better.
That's right.
One more better.
One more better.
Yeah, I guess you... See, it's strange for me because I was like on the outside for a while. There was a year or two where Octavarius was all living out in the city and I was still in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And in college, McCool is a couple years older than me, so I never got super close with him. And now I live with him. And actually, I would say the majority of the time where Makula and I are together in the apartment is actually not very ridiculous at all. Me and Makula will have these, I'm just talking about whatever, life or movies, or we'll have very normal conversations, and then Makula will go upstairs into his room and just shout. I mean, like, I don't know if you have any control over what you shout at your video game.
I don't.
It's, and that, I guess that's another contradiction. I've never seen a man love something so much that aggravates him so often. Like, see, he loves his video games so much, and they make his blood boil.
And I play a good amount of video games, and I'm not really a game shouter. Like, I feel like the most I'll ever get is like a "fuck."
Nick and Mark are both of them are big shouters.
Well, yeah. Nick lives above me, or his room is above mine, so I hear it all the time. And I've lived with him for going on 2 years, and while this is very common, that I know that this happens, I often will have the feeling that I should go upstairs and check in on him.
You do check in on him.
I do. Some days I'll go up there and be like, "Everything okay?" Because he'll just be screaming at this TV.
Did we start that when we were in college? Because I don't think... I didn't shout at video games when I was in high school. I mostly played, like, RPGs.
You also lived with your parents. It's different to, like, scream obscenities, like, with blood-curdling rage. I mean, like, when you're living in your parents' house.
That's the thing, though, is that, like, my mom swears like no one else. Like, all the anger and, like, swearing and horrible language I use, like, just yelling at things and just F this, F that, it comes from my parents. Like, I learned, like, the word "fuck" probably when I was, like, 5.
What? Wow, dude.
Like, that's she so would cool. just say, and I started saying, and then that's I got yelled crazy. At for swearing when I was 5. So, that's where that comes from.
Do you think she'd be upset that you're saying this?
Probably, yeah.
We won't tell anyone.
I wasted my etiquette school money.
That my parents, up until, I think this year and very recently was the first time that I was okay with profanity with my parents, and it's not really in casual conversation am I okay with it, but we've done it so much in shows, and I'm not gonna not use profanity in a show because my parents are there, because the other people in the audience paid for the Octavarius show, and the Octavarius show will occasionally include me using profanity.
Uh-huh.
and also, like, our I Made America has profanity in it, and the other things we do and a lot of the stuff we do, it has profanity. And I just slowly got, it really was until this year that I never would say anything in front of my parents. But now I can get away with it with jokes, like just saying something outrageous, like saying someone's being a bitch when they're clearly not.
Can you say "fuck" in front of your parents?
I haven't tried "fuck." When someone was doing something, like, very minor, and my mom was overreacting about it, I said, "Yeah, Mom, she was being a pretty big bitch." which was very funny because she did not like to hear that.
But, okay, I think it's weird that not only, like, because the same thing happened with me when I was a little kid. Couldn't swear in front of my parents. Now I can swear in front of my parents. But you can say, like, shit on TV now. Like, I feel like everybody is kind of, as we've grown up, had to get more comfortable with swearing because, like, you can get away with more shit.
I think so, just in this day and age.
Yeah.
And, like, the internet, you know, before, like, censors on TV, like, you couldn't, there was bleeps and videos and stuff.
I feel that language has evolved, and also a lot of those folks that are now the establishment are the folks that were young when George Carlin did his, you know, Seven Dirty Words. Mm-hmm. You know, or seven words you can't say on television.
Well, I'm still not allowed to swear in front of my parents.
Really?
Your mom hates it.
My mom hates cursing.
I'm not allowed. I just do.
I swear in front of your parents often.
That my mom hates it.
I know.
Well, she doesn't say. Well, she doesn't sound like she says something like Brian swears in front of me. But I know
that she does get upset when I swear in the show. I have.
Well, I swear in the show like all the time. Right. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Get out.
Yeah, I love it.
I never would figure that.
I know. Just look at this old Christian boy. But I love it so much, as dirty as I can get if I could. You know, but
there's something to it, though. I think, like, and I can see, like, why in certain contexts it's unprofessional or why you don't want to do it. But I think, like, I feel weird around people who never swear. Like,
yeah,
it's,
then you realize.
Well, like, I guess I don't really notice it. Like, I'm not noting of how many times people swear.
But if they go out of their way to not swear.
Oh, like if they say, like, heck instead of hell.
Yeah, if it's somebody who's, like, a hard line, like, I don't use curse words.
If they say, like, F it
believe in them.
My mom was hilarious growing up. I heard her say every swear in the book growing up, and that's, I learned most of my swears from my parents in movies, like probably most people. But if I said hell, she would get so upset at me. Just
too.
Yell really? And be upset. If I said shit, she would just giggle her ass off. Mm-hmm. Think it was the funniest thing in the world, and then say, hee hee, don't say that. But hell, she got so angry with me. You said that it was the same with your mom?
Yeah. She didn't like me cursing at all. I think she only swore in front of me once. It's because she, like, forgot her keys. I must have been, like, 7 or 8. And we were at the front door of our house, and she forgot her keys at work and didn't realize it. And she said, fuck. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I can't believe she swore. And then anytime she would hear me swear, it was like, I was always in trouble for it. Even hell was like the worst.
I just realized how much I swear, like, every day. Like, I don't mean, you guys are talking about, like, the first time you guys, like, I say fuck and shit as if it's just common.
All,
like,
the time.
So, do you do it at work, Nick?
That's what I was about to say. I do it at work all the time. Like, if, like, today I was... had like 8 pages with 8 tabs open, so I was working on something at work, and then Chrome just exited out, and I was like, fuck, I just yelled fuck in the middle of the, granted I work with a bunch of people who are actually younger than me, like in their, like,
but
25.
Even when it's not someone younger than you, like, I've worked in restaurants for a while, and now I work a sales job, and I'm on the phone with business owners,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, my protocol is like, you never swear first. But if you're trying to get, you know, if someone's paying you to, you know, they're going to tip you, or if you're working, you're trying to close a deal with someone and they're dropping swear words all over the place, it feels weird not to join in, like, with their common language.
Yeah, you're George Costanza.
Well, even at the job I'm at now, the people, like, I just feel weird swearing in the workplace, so I didn't for the longest time. Like, my one manager, like, swears all the time, and then it just, like, oh, yeah, it's totally cool to swear at work. And I feel like the odd one out if I don't.
Yeah, that's what I found too. And, like, I've had a lot of jobs over the last 10 years, and everyone just swears like crazy.
It's so
everyone
weird
does.
To me. Like, I just thought this etiquette.
It was just this taboo thing that you never did.
I was like, what?
Strange.
Well, I mean, you have to be careful of what swears you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For instance, and I can speak from experience. I was working this one job. It's my last job, and I was talking to some a-hole.
Nice.
And then I was so angry, and I was some worst job I ever had. I was miserable every day.
I remember you hated that job, man.
Oh my god. And so I got off the phone, I slammed the phone down, and I was like, that fucking cocksucker. I'm not in my office. I'm not by myself. I'm like surrounded by my team, quotation marks,
oh,
and my
god.
Boss who sits in front of me, and he's like, "Whoa, what was that about?" He was being a cocksucker, like, as if I didn't, as if completely over my head that maybe cocksucker isn't like
harsh.
It's a little harsh as a phrase to say in polite.
It's so many hard consonants too. That's just a really hard.
If it's
word.
The first swear word someone hears from you, drop an ass. Drop a bit. You could even do bitch.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just not—it's not something you want to hear.
It's hilarious.
It's not something you want to like exclaim, and when you're at your nice job with your suit and tie, and you've been only working there.
You're a fucking cocksucker!
It's like that guy's a cocksucker.
Like they asked, like, what was that? You just repeat it.
Oh yeah, I was on my way out, obviously. So I was like, well, I mean, I think that was the hardest thing I said in anger. And usually it would have to be in anger to get that many hard consonants out there.
I remember at my last job at a diner, it was super busy on a Sunday, and some dude called a waitress the C word.
Whoa. I love the C word so
and then
much.
You too.
I think God, it's the C word. It's got to be my favorite word.
You know,
everyone just went silent, and we're like,
it is definitely a guilty pleasure.
And he didn't have a good reason, but yeah, it was so, whenever that's thrown out.
I ordered a Sprite.
It was like that. It was like that.
You cunt!
Does anyone know? All right, so
really, is "cunt" the worst word?
Can somebody explain this to me? Because I'm just a stupid. I must be some stupid dude because I never understood why it was so terrible. Like I thought someone.
It's
I
a
thought,
thing. You know how
I thought
chicks...
calling someone a motherfucker was worse. But like really, like if you say "cunt," that's like one of the worst things you could say.
Yeah.
Have you heard those people who don't like there are certain words that are swear words that they just don't people don't care for? I've run into people that don't like the word "moist."
Yeah.
People get very upset about the word "moist."
Yeah. Like, and I can't think of any other. That's the one that just sticks out the most because it's not a dirty word.
It's just the fucking OI and then the S. That's what it is.
But like "moist" is like on cake boxes. Like it'll be like this cake is so moist.
Your cake's so moist, girl. Your moist cake. Is that marble? Is it marble?
Oh no.
So moist.
Buttercream frosting.
Buttercream.
That's the thing, though. That's why it's so
totally
hard.
Safe to put that on television.
Mark, moist is not on boxes anymore. People don't use
what?
That.
Yeah, it is.
Sure, it is.
I've totally seen it.
It is disappearing more and more because recent market research has shown.
It reminds them of their cunts?
Yeah, like about the dirty, sloppy cunts.
The outside of my Sprite is fucking moist, you cunt.
Sprite, we need to hear more Sprite.
There was no anger in that, Keith. Yeah, it's moist, you cunt.
Oh my goodness.
So, but see, but through research, moist has become a dirty word. But anyway, back to my original question. What's the deal with cunt? Why is it
I
so
feel like
horrible?
It falls into the same category as cocksucker. That it's a very harsh word. You're throwing out a real hard ass consonant.
That cuss.
Well, it goes with what I was saying with moist, because men don't have a problem with moist. At least no one I've ever heard. But
I don't give a shit about moist. Dude, whatever.
I
don't give a flying.
Mikula is
genders,
really uncomfortable.
Because it's a gender specific curse. It's a curse towards women. And it's for their vagina.
Yeah,
their
lady
people
parts.
Who don't know.
It's calling them that all they are is their vagina.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas
when you say these Chips Ahoy moist and chewy.
But think of it, like, what's the hardest word for a penis?
Probably cock.
Yeah.
But a cock. But to call a dude a cock versus to call a woman a cunt is completely, like,
it's a whole other level.
Apart.
Although someone
leagues
told me
apart.
That in England, cunt is a lot more popular
oh, yeah,
as a swear word.
I did
like,
hear that as well.
It's way less taboo there. They
really?
Because it sounds funnier.
You cunt.
She's just being a cunt.
I probably didn't know about cunt. I probably didn't even know cunt existed until I was like 14.
All right, so just to be record for people listening, every time we say cunt, you have to drink. Take that, Laura.
People would die.
Breaking a world record.
Well, look, we're deconstructing a word. I think we're doing positive things for the world.
Happy
right now.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Oh
Yeah, we should send your parents a link and say we talked about you on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Nick's birthday podcast. Have a look.
Yeah, Nick's birthday podcast is fucking filthy.
It's
well,
so
Nick talks like that.
He does.
Dirty
talk. He's yelling at the TV.
Okay, you're no. Oh, I'm no. sorry. I completely take that back. He says the worst things when he's playing these video games.
Nick,
the
you,
worst.
You know what? What's funny though is like if I'm playing. I don't know if anyone else does this too. Like if I'm playing a video game,
yeah.
I'm sometimes, especially with NBA Jam. For whatever reason, part of the joy is just coming up with the most offensive things to say.
That's
but,
what I know. People are listening. So
I
do that.
But I don't... I can't do ones that are, like, racist or homophobic, because I feel like even in this context, that's wrong. But, like, if it's just other swears, are fine.
And because the game doesn't let you.
What?
The game won't.
I'm trying to think of ones that I've said that are famous around... Oh, here's one that I was playing.
You say cocksucker a bunch.
I do say that.
Cocksucker's
one of your
favorites.
Which is, like, technically homophobic, but I don't think it's associated
not
that way.
Not necessarily. It's just more...
Yeah. No, all sorts of cool people say
women
cock, can
be
cool.
cocksuckers. Women, girls grow up to be cocksuckers. You can be anything.
But I feel like it's normally applied to a guy. And it's
yeah,
just saying that they're gay.
I would
it's
say,
more,
yeah.
It's
I
just
would say
calling
it's
them gay.
You
really.
Brought me a Sprite, you cocksucker.
Why is this guy keep going
keys
to this place?
To the motherfucking
he never can get his right Sprite.
He always orders Sprite.
Sometimes I order a Sprite. Sometimes I order a Diet Sprite.
But he only ever orders a drink.
But he's always displeased no matter what.
And it's never right.
I feel like that's another one. Cocksucker's another one. Cocksucker!
You cocksucker! You
cocksucker!
You hear it, like, it feels like it's probably way more prevalent over there. Is America the most vulgar country?
No.
No.
The Irish swear like
Ireland. Ireland.
You know what? We're pretty good at swearing.
The
most
pretty
vulgar
good at
people
it.
I've ever known are deaf people. They swear all the time.
Well, that's true.
Yeah? Yes. Deaf people swear all the time. Or at least all the deaf folks
no.
that I have.
Maybe
awesome.
They just...
Well, remember you asked Lori about this. My roommate interacts with deaf people all the time. And she said that they don't swear at all.
Well, maybe they
hung out
just...
with the most prickish...
Yeah, maybe they're just swearing
deaf
around
folks.
You. Maybe you just piss off deaf people.
It must be. They must...
His first question is always, don't you curse a lot? And they're like, yeah, fucking I'd love to.
No, I don't know.
You curse
I,
a lot.
I just, yeah, I don't know. The deaf dudes that I knew in college swore all the time.
Hmm.
Must have just been them two.
Maybe just them. You never
Nick,
know.
What was you? What were you going to? You were going to tell me your favorite?
I'm trying to. Well,
yeah.
These are appropriate for the podcast, but one of them was
appropriate for the
too.
Podcast.
Yeah, sometimes it crosses
the
line.
The one
I crossed
the
line a lot.
Censorship.
Yeah. One of them was. Remember, LP, you I think you came home when I said this, which was, I killed like 20 aliens in Dead Space 2.
Oh, this
was
great.
Oh, you got friends? I got friends. I'm on Facebook. Like me, motherfucker.
I remember that day.
What?
Well, and you have to imagine he's screaming this.
I'm screaming at the volume.
This, yelling and looking directly at his TV. Like, I'm not even there.
I usually yell...
He's talking to the characters in the game.
Thank yeah. you, I am. I usually yell defense a lot for no apparent reason. Mm-hmm. I say, even though if I'm shooting someone, I yell defense.
And you do this, let's clarify, you do this when even when nobody else is in the apartment,
yeah.
when you know nobody is watching, listening.
The
yeah.
worst comes out when he knows no one's home.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's those times that he thinks I'm not there when I am.
But there's also things like, I'm an adult, I don't have time for this, give me a save point. I mean, I've had that before.
Yeah.
These
are all very.
I'm an adult. I don't have
time
for this.
Save point.
What?
Mostly, he can't jump right. I think is what I hear.
No, Kiselby, unfair.
People
you,
don't know how to jump. That's
Kiselby,
right.
You.
Where did you learn
that,
to jump?
Kiselby, that wouldn't be a problem had you not taken when I went to the bathroom, gone to my room, grabbed my controller, and
okay.
then went off a grenade.
All
right,
have we talked about this in a podcast?
Mafia.
Did we talk about
no,
this in a podcast
think so.
Yet?
No.
He was
okay,
playing Deus
so,
Ex. I remember
yeah.
that. Game.
So he's playing Deus Ex. And I, every video, I want to preface this by every time I come in on you playing video games, it's like the most boring part of the video game.
Heart rate.
Nothing is happening. Like, one time it was hard rain, and you were making coffee in the video game. And I was like, this is your life. Just live it.
I was getting coffee because I was waiting to interrogate someone.
Anyway, so I go into his room. He has gone to the bathroom, and he left the video game running, just, like, unpaused. So I grab the controller, I just started playing around a bit. See, you know, like, just... I wanted to, like, move him into a different spot, and he'd realize it, and then be like, hey, how'd I get here? I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway, so I press, I'm playing around, and then he's at this place, he's talking to some Asian guy. He was Asian, deal with it. And I press the trigger button by accident, apparently throws a grenade. And so immediately everyone starts shooting him. I just panic because I'm like, oh shoot, he's going to be so upset. So I try to, I don't know how to play the game, I press pause and I just run downstairs. So he unpauses the game and then he just dies.
There were like 30 guys shooting me.
Oh my god. He was so displeased.
Nick, what game makes you swear the most vulgar things?
I'm going to say Assassin's Creed.
Final Fantasy, yeah.
Final Fantasy 13, I said a lot.
Oh, yeah, fuck that game.
Demon game.
This is a stupid game.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed, I swore a lot, though, Derek.
What Final Fantasy, which number?
13.
13. No, I did not die 90 years.
Okay.
I was one.
It's a horrible game.
It's just too long.
It is. I swore a lot.
It's also too not interesting as an RPG.
It's extremely linear. Everyone levels up the same. It's so boring.
Do you really want to ride a chocobo?
You don't even get to ride a chocobo until like 65 hours in.
Yeah. In fact, if you like chocobos, play Final Fantasy VII, where you can raise and race them.
Yeah.
Way more fun.
Super fun.
And you can find the gold chocobo. You could find the black chocobo.
Yeah.
You could find
the wonderful chocobo.
Probably the rainbow chocobo.
Nice. Oh, that sounds great.
You could name your chocobo. You could play video games in the video games in-game arcade where there are chocobos.
That's
true.
Great.
I think that's very accurate.
Chocobo is a very hard word, too.
Chocobo!
Can we just use chocobo as a swear?
It means cocksucker.
It means cocksucker in chocobo.
Bows, you choke, man.
I just,
don't want a chocobo.
Do I got a chocobo?
You got a chocobo?
Nick, you were saying.
I just remembered, actually, just right now, my favorite birthday thing that ever happened when I was 17. I think Mark was there for this. So I was 17, I was 16 turning 17, and we're going to my friend Steve's house, probably to play like Halo or something
with Z-Dog.
And so we play Halo for a bit, and we're like, hey, we're going to go to Steak and Shake and grab some food. So we're going to Steve's car, and then suddenly out of nowhere, my friend Mike Nowens throws me into the back seat, and then Steve comes in the other way and just puts duct tape all over my mouth.
Oh, shit.
And then they put a ski, winter cap all over my face. And then tape that around my neck so I can't see. They handcuff my hands to the... They seatbelt me and they handcuff my hands to the door.
Dude, this is like kidnapping.
It's getting there.
Is this a plot of Jawbreaker, the 90s film? Starring Rebecca Gayhart?
No.
Makula, why did you tell me earlier you helped a lady cross the street and that was your most James Bond moment? When you were kidnapped.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I remember this right now.
This is very James Bond.
This is so James Bond.
I think
Bond.
This happened in a lot of the James Bond films.
It gets worse, though. It gets worse. So it then we worse, start driving kids. Out. So we start driving out, and then... so it's just Steve in the car, and I'm in the back seat, and my friend Mike gets in another car. They have radios, and they're communicating to each other back and forth as they drive. As you drive around... For about...
What are they talking about on the radios?
How they're going to kill me.
Do you know it's them?
I know it's them. And they,
but they're going to murder you.
They're going to murder me. Drive around for 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours. I have no idea where we are.
Did
I can't
cry?
See. No, I thought they were going to take me to a girl's house and I was going to fall in love with the girls, what I thought.
I would have cried.
3 hours later, what are you thinking?
3 hours later, I'm like, this is it. They're really going to kill me. And then, so I Mark, were you in the car for this?
No.
No, you weren't? Okay.
No, we weren't friends
so
yet.
Long.
Oh, sorry. So then I noticed the car is starting to go up. and we're going up and up and around. I'm like, we're...
I hope it ends just even falling into a lake in the car.
So then, so 3.5 hours, I'm sweating. I have to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, guys, this is not funny. Like, what's going on here? What's seriously going on?
I feel like I'm being kidnapped.
I feel like I'm being kidnapped here. They take me... The door's open, and they unhandcuff me, but I still can't see. And they handcuff my hands back together. Now I'm kind of fighting them. Like, guys, this is really stupid. And they're swearing at me. I think Steve was throwing it. I didn't remember correctly. He was throwing candy bars at me. And then they slowly... It's windy. I know it's windy. And I can hear, like, traffic. And I slowly go to, like, go... I don't know where I'm going. And they kind of, like... I hit something. Like, my waist hit something. And they kind of force me, like, to lean over. And they just take off the mask. And I'm 60 feet above the ground on the top of a parking garage. And I am I'm screaming, but I can't scream because I can't hear anything because I have duct tape on my mouth. They rip it off, and they're like, happy birthday. We got you tickets to Second City at the Metropolis in Arlington Heights. And I'm on top of the parking garage at the Metropolis.
That's like $20, dude.
It's not that big a deal. So now I am pissed off beyond the point of belief. I don't even care about seeing an improv show. I just want to go home.
Happy birthday. The show starts in 8 minutes.
It literally was what? Like, the show starts in 8 minutes. So then they're like, we got to run. And they handcuff me and we just start running down the stairs.
You're not pissed off that they put you through this?
I was very pissed off. I was very angry. I still like, wanted, I played that night. I did not. I saw
still
improv,
wanted to see the show.
But it was just cool as well.
How was the show?
How many nights of your life was it actually I thought I was going to get laid that night, but I ended up just seeing some improv?
A good amount. The show was fun.
Arlington Heights one?
Yeah.
So it was probably a best of. You got a lot of good classic sketches in there.
Probably 10 years ago. The ATM Ninja.
That was the ATM Ninja one.
Yeah, of course it was.
Did that have Voltron?
It had Voltron, and I had the... Yeah, that's right.
It had the Art Institute sketch, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Big best of ones.
I remember that we used to kidnap each other for birthdays.
What?
Are people doing this? Like, and I don't know.
Is that a fad? That's
terrible.
Like, that's a north suburb.
This is not a thing.
That's illegal.
This is a north suburb.
Was there a time when the kids were all just doing kidnapping?
Well, when we did it,
it's on Dateline, dude.
No handcuffs, no duct tape, no like terrifyingness.
Just chloroform.
It became such a thing that's like with our group of friends in high school. That if you didn't get kidnapped on or around your birthday, it'd be like, man,
how is it?
You were a loser.
How is it? Started this tradition?
Like, how would you get kidnapped, though, if there was no, like, duct tape?
They politely asked you to get in the car.
Would they, like, throw a bag over?
Will you get in, please? Will you get in, please?
Yeah, just were really pushy about it.
I don't know if they talked to my mom or whatever, but they, like, came into my house and woke me up, and it's like,
at gunpoint?
Get in the car, motherfucker! Get in the fucking car!
They had their faces covered or something, but then, like, I was just, like, I was barely awake, and they just grabbed me in my blanket, like, taco style, and I just remember yelling, Mom!
Have fun!
And, yeah, I was just, like, I think I had a blindfold or something, a lot of blankets, but I was in, like, a backseat of a car, but then it always just ended in breakfast, then I was just, we're going to breakfast! You're like eating breakfast in your pajamas.
Did they swear at you at all to make you scared?
Shut the
no,
fuck
I
up.
Think they just kind of stayed quiet. But like you knew it was going to happen.
Order anything you want, you cunt. It's on us. Happy birthday.
Like,
one Sprite, like, please.
So wait. Dude. So wait, is the kidnap ruse over, like, by the time you get in the car? Is it just, like, forcefully waking you up, essentially?
Yeah, like, you kind of know once you're in the car. I mean, there's that always a little doubt of, like, oh, shit, I hope this is my friends. Like,
God.
You know, but, like, for the most, like, we did it to everyone for multiple years. Like,
so you kidnapped people.
So you kidnapped
people? I kidnapped a few people.
What?
You guys have a couple of people.
You guys don't.
It's for your birthday.
Don't ever kidnap me.
I'd be so pissed if I kidnapped you on my birthday.
You're not doing it.
Kasabi.
No, I'm not being involved in this because we're adults and we will go to jail.
Kasabi, we're adults. We don't have time for this. Let's find a save point and let's kidnap LP.
It's right there, dude.
Right here.
Dude, this is suburbs, you have to remember. Like, there's Palatine. Not much action going on in Palatine. If you get kidnapped on your birthday and free breakfast, that's like a highlight of
Man, no, suburbs, I would be fucking pissed.
In the suburbs, kidnapping is funny.
I would love to see like mom and kid go into the Second City show. Just like, oh, what floor do we park on? They look up and there's just a man with duct tape hanging half over the railing, trying to scream, but he can't.
Like sweating bullets.
And just two guys with radios swearing at him.
It must be his birthday.
God, I don't understand how you didn't just, you know, set everyone on fire, Nick. I'd be so pissed.
3.5
He was
a
young man.
That was, yeah. I just took you to Medieval Times one time.
Dude, that's let's... Right. Oh, we need to go to Medieval Times.
When you were Nick Makula, she wasn't worth it anyway? That was your reason for being knighted?
Yes, that's right.
It was like, and we thought it was really funny when we wrote it down. But the one right before us was like, congratulations to Irene and Jeff for finally returning from your tour of duty in Iraq.
Oh my god!
And like the whole stadium,
the
whole stadium was like clapping like for them people. And cheering. And it was like, and Sir Nick Makula. She wasn't worth it anyway. Dead silent, and then like one like 40-year-old lady is like, "Woo!
A joyous day! Huzzah!" And everyone, that was when I realized as an adult that money really could buy you happiness. That was so fun.
I
was just gonna say. Like, I never did anything crazy. We just go to, like, a place that had a shit ton of balls and tunnels and, like...
When I was a kid, yeah.
Played
Mole
Man? What is that?
I love that shit.
Yeah.
But then, well, when I got a little bit older and outgrew that, it was, like, just an upgraded version of that. You just go, like, play laser tag or something.
Oh, yeah, laser tag in arcade or something.
Yeah.
One thing I also just remembered about Medieval Times, another great place to swear a bunch.
Yeah?
Just heckling the shit out of those knights.
The White Knight was on steroids.
So funny.
Wow. Really? Aren't there families around?
Yeah, I've never been privy to swearing there. It's awful. Fuck you, Red Knight.
If you want to talk about chief swearers, I don't know anyone with a dirtier mouth than Mark Musinski.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, probably. I swear a bunch. It's when something goes wrong.
It's creative swearing.
Yeah, like how you guys say that Makula like swears a lot of his games. Every so often, I'll be like the only one home, but Mark is also home, and I'll just be either editing or watching TV, and then just, God damn it! Fuck! Fucking shit! From Mark's room, presumably something went wrong.
Yeah.
See, I started getting right. Different. Like when the swear words themselves got old, you start just saying the swear words different way, and then you forget that they're swear words.
Yeah.
Like I'm privy to going, boop. Just like I started saying fuck like that for a while, but then you forget you're in an air and like.
Well, I'm the.
It's
the,
a different context then, but you're still going boop.
I've said this, and I've told, I think, most of you this. I feel the same way about the phrase, shitted my dick.
Yeah,
I know.
I think it's like the funniest thing ever
I
to
say
fucking
a lot.
Say.
Yeah.
and not explain.
Yeah, you say that and it surprises people.
Like, shitted my dick!
It's highly confusing and highly inappropriate.
It's
like,
so,
that's way not okay to say in public.
Such
that's
a
why it is.
Who started saying that? Who was the first
one?
Wasn't that in fucking South Park?
No, I don't think so. That's
I believe that one is shit out my dick.
No, it's piss in my ass.
It's
the Tourette's episode.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
I thought it was Tins who first said it during our rehearsal. We
could have
been.
Yeah,
said
dick.
And we should have said it, you swearing. It was like goddamn, it should have said son of a bitch, should have said shit on my dick, like,
shit in my dick,
because we all fell to the ground laughing. I remember
I guess if that was the case then it certainly evolved from there. Because it's, now it's just like, ah, shit in my, yeah! The sounds themselves change. It's barely swearing anymore.
I know, but it's still...
it's just synonymous with oops.
Yeah. Yes,
exactly. Where oops evolved. Is totally fine to say, instead say shit in my dick.
Ah, shit in my dick.
Shit in my dick. I guess I can't do this.
It's such an awful image, too.
It's best not to think about it.
It is way best not to think about it.
So you actually picture that, Tim?
Sometimes, don't you?
It's disgusting.
Well, you gotta think about what you're saying.
It's awful. It's terrible. Don't, listeners.
Shit in my dick.
Well, you gotta think, is it a command? Is it, I mean,
it's
is it an image?
Oh, yeah.
Or, hey, there's shit in my dick. Or you should shit in my dick.
Oh, not this.
Yeah. Oh, no. Someone shit in my dick.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick, if we... I don't remember. Have we done horse dick sucking baby?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
On, in the podcast?
Oh, surely we must have at some point.
In 103 episodes? So. Really? I feel like we did it.
Well, if we do it today, we should explain it beforehand.
He's a superhero.
Yes.
We
this happened that one time I came back to the city.
Yeah.
And
we were watching Simon Birch, right?
Yeah.
And originally Simon Birch was horse dick sucking baby.
Yeah.
That's right. He was a superhero who could do anything, but because his name was so horribly offensive, he was never respected or enjoyed when he arrived.
It's like everyone's repulsed by this perfect man.
Yes.
Yeah,
mostly because of the theme song was very grotesque as well.
Which is?
I'll do it. Okay. It's a horse dick sucking baby.
Oh,
terrible. It's horrible. And it also was very confusing as a curse word because it's like, well, is it a horse dick sucking a baby? Or is it
my favorite image.
Or is it a horse is it a baby that sucks a horse dick?
That's what came to me.
Or is it a horse dick sucking baby? My throat is scratchy, but I'm a dick sucking baby.
Maybe it's part horse.
Yes. I also imagine like a baby horse sucking a dick.
Right. it's like a sucking out like a vacuum.
Wonder what's
sucking
going on.
Or
it
could be a dick that looks like a horse. Horse dick and then
sucking
a baby.
So it's a human's dick that's shaped like a horse, but also sucks babies.
Again, happy birthday, McQueen.
Oh man, he's just looking at his pleased.
I actually told when I was a server in a restaurant. I told customers about horse dick sucking baby.
What?
Because they were able to give me something. I had to meet them on their level. It was one of those ones where you walk over.
Man.
They're all looking at a cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And they're all laughing at it. And you come up and you're like, you want to know what's so funny? And they're like, dude, you don't want to see this. And then you have to see it. They showed it to me and it was like a woman sucking a horse's dick. I was like, and they're like, yeah, this is what it was. There you go.
So we are talking about space dicks in this. This is space dicks.
But then I could. Then it was okay. Then you're justified in swearing. That breaks the awkwardness up.
I feel like you got to have some, like a little bit of balls to break that open. Because then, even if they want to be assholes and like complain to the management and whatever, your defense is like, but they were looking at a cell phone video of a woman sucking a horse's dick.
It was a picture, Tim.
Oh, picture, I'm sorry.
Just a picture.
I was envisioning a video. And the image is way
I'll look
grosser.
For the video on
Don't.
The...
Oh. Dude.
I'll put it in the chat room.
Don't bing it, though.
No. That's exactly what I wanted to do. Okay, all right, so real easy. All right, so at work... I was going to bring this up since we were talking about space dicks. I work with these people that are way dirtier than me.
What?
In the sense that, I'll say this for instance, my immediate boss is obsessed with this two-headed woman that's in the internet. It's a woman with two heads. Conjoined twins. That's not the weird part. The weird part is apparently... All right, easy, guys. There's a video or a picture of this chick blowing a dude.
Oh.
All right? And And so he, this guy is obsessed with it. And I'm at work. And I'm trying to be like, but he's like my boss. But I like, it's just like, oh, it's the most terrible. It was like, it happened like one time and then again another time.
I've worked with a dude like that.
I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to, let alone picture it.
Was it like the main head or the other head that was...
I didn't want to know. I was trying to do my job well. And it's hard. When it's talking about this two-headed broad. I just had to share it because I couldn't be the only one who had to know that information.
So he's got
He told me about it. He told it's like it's not just him. Like there was other people at the job that are like into that weird shit.
Yeah.
And so he was telling one of my other coworkers about it, and they were like sharing the picture on the Skype that we use.
Yeah.
And I was just like on the I'm like no I don't want to see it I don't want anything to do with it because I don't need any of this ever to be in my mind. I was just flabbergasted. I'd never in my entire life been in that kind of situation, and I realized what it's probably like to be around me sometimes. In the sense that terrible things get said, and then like you have to deal. Like, but I never dealt with that before.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
Well, I mean, there's just no matter what horrible things in your mind, the internet will always be more obscene. It's and you just run into people who it's just like sometimes ran. I mean,
well, Skylar was like that, and you remember my roommate Skylar? He liked to watch crazy videos, like those extreme videos, like not like to watch, but he watched them or actively sought out them, like the one with the dude who gets beheaded. Like there's video of it, and there's shit like that all over the internet. Yeah. But there are people that watch that shit. And they're like, think it's funny, or like, think it's interesting. I don't know.
He got beheaded, man.
Well, he was hilarious. I don't think Skyler was like that, but he was hardcore.
Very interesting. That is interesting.
Hey, this podcast is about two things, birthdays and vulgarities, apparently.
No, it's Nick. Happy birthday, Nick.
Thank you.
And James Bond. We talked about James Bond a little bit.
Nick, you're munching on a protein bar right now.
Yep.
Very slowly.
You're so fit.
I know. What do you play that makes you so fit? What do you play, Nick?
Not an instrument.
Like a sport, maybe.
Oh, you mean like golf?
Ah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I guess that means it's time for
Clown's Golf Tips.
When you're out there, choose a profanity word of your choice and think of it. See the text. See each letter. Picture the word on your backswing. And then, at the moment when the club makes contact with the ball, yell it for all to hear. And let the energy of this profane word send the ball flying perfectly into its home.
This is it, man.
Clouds golf tips.
Fuck.
It's like the game is so much, it's so mental.
I feel so many of Cloud's golf tips are just envisioning things.
It's 90% mental.
See the word "cunt." See the word "cunt" on the ball, and just yell "cunt." Just yell it as loud as you can, and you will get a hole in one.
Sir, you have to leave now.
Fuck. Please put a warning that so that people understand that this is the podcast that has cunt in it a lot.
Yeah.
It's not the only one.
I suppose I can give a bit of warning.
Can you just have it be called our cuntiest podcast?
Oh my god.
Slash Nick's birthday podcast.
And then parentheses, Nick McCullough's birthday podcast.
I don't think iTunes would ever allow that.
Well, it's got that explicit warning.
Spell with a Q. Do some cute spelling.
A quantiest podcast.
I'm not having that come up in our Octavarius Facebook feed.
Oh my god.
We are going to lose fans if we do this.
Or gain them.
Octavarius, we're real.
You gotta listen to this podcast. They say quanti like 50 times.
Oh,
Are the fans we get from the Quanti podcast really the fans we want?
Those are the ones I want to talk to.
Well, folks, we are just about out of time, but looking at my watch, we've got just enough time left for Nick Makula's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
Hey, Nick.
You
are jackass.
There's one.
Party.
This has been Nick Makula's Seven Words of Wisdom
that he made us do.
Well played. The tides have turned.
Can we sing happy birthday?
I don't want to have to pay for the royalties.
Can we sing we wish you a happy birthday? Yes. Like we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
We wish you a happy birthday. We wish you a happy birthday. We wish you a happy birthday. A happy birthday.
I like that infinitely better.
I love that. That's going to be our birthday song.
Great. Can we do it at the show?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely we can.
All right, everybody. That's going to do it for us. But as always, keep coming to our Sunday shows at 7 o'clock at Comedy Sports, 929 West Belmont in sunny Chicago, Illinois. We've got, 5 weeks left in this current run? So the clock is winding down. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been to a show yet or in a long time, everyone's noticed.
God, that should be a tagline.
That's good.
But in all honesty, thank you to everybody who's come out to the shows so far. Our January crowds have been just stunning. I can't believe we can get that many people out to come see this show.
Did you know we can say "damn it" in the chat room now?
Really?
Yes. That goes back. That's a callback.
The ban has been lifted.
Wow, we could say "damn it." I'm going crazy.
Nice. All right, everybody. That's going to do it for us. Until next week, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.